Rusty Quill presents.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, before we get to the house, maybe we should read the letter for any clues.
Clues into what?
I don't know, like any insight into this house that we're about to check out, or like...
Oh, yeah. Good plan. Okay, where's the letter? Okay, here we go. 45 Lakeview Drive. It's done. I've done everything that you've asked of me, and I think I'm starting to have second thoughts. At first, I thought this was all just a joke that has gone on way too far, but after doing almost everything that you wanted me to do, I've started noticing things, and it's a lot more than I've experienced before. I'm beginning to hear things, mostly knocks and whispers. I feel like something is talking to me, calling to me. But there's more than that happening. I feel like I'm losing time. A second becomes a minute, and that minute becomes an hour. I don't like not being in control. Whoa.
Okay, so let's highlight some points there.
Well, it's creepy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, specifics.
Okay, whoever wrote this letter kept referring to doing things for someone.
If this is a letter from the previous owner, then who are they writing to?
What if it's not a letter at all?
What do you mean?
What if it's like a, I don't know, like a personal journal entry or like a diary?
If that was the case, then someone was making the previous owners do things they didn't want to do.
Maybe it's Jim.
But Jim lives next door to us, so how would he have remained in their lives after they moved away?
Well, I mean, we did find it shady that Jim only gave us the address and not even their names.
Exactly. He had their new address, so it's safe to assume he kept in contact with them.
Also, he's only been the landlord there for them and us, so it's safe to assume that he killed them and now he's coming to kill us for sport.
It's not safe to assume.
Okay, tomato, tomato. Jim's a killer.
I don't think you understand the expression.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, I have another thought about the letter.
What's that?
It says that the owners felt like they were losing time.
Okay, and?
You don't know what happened to you last night. Why you were covered in dirt, if you were in the basement at all, how the letter got into your pocket. You lost time that night.
This letter ended up in my pocket for a reason.
Yeah, Oh, whatever. We need to stop with this creepy talk. It's time for some tunes. Okay. Well, this doesn't make sense.
No stations are coming through.
Do you smell that?
Smell what?
Don't.
What the fuck?
What the fuck was that?
Did you hear that?
Yes.
What?
That was weird.
What are we listening to?
I have no idea.
All right, last chance. Are we sure we want to do this? Because, you know, we could turn around, we get some pizza rolls. I know that I wanted the milk.
We're doing this.
God, I think I caught your scared depression. Snap out of it, Steve. Okay, let's go.
You know I'm right here, right? Okay, so what's the plan?
You took lead on this.
Yeah, but I've never done that before, so I don't know what to do.
I don't know. Maybe knock?
Okay. Do we go in?
Is this illegal?
100%. Maybe call for them first, see if anyone's home.
Oh, good call, good call. Hello? Previous owners!
Why would they respond to that?
Well, thank your buddy Jim for not giving us any names.
So you go with previous owners?
Okay, whatever, it's not my brightest moment.
Steve, it's a dog toy. Chill.
Okay, well, it scared me.
How did that noise even come out of you?
Why are we creeping around like burglars?
Because we're trespassing and your greeting was creepy and then you screamed like you killed a dog.
I would never do that.
Maybe tell them that too.
Hey, I love dogs!
Steve, shut up. I was kidding.
We need to go. We need to go.
Go, run. You heard that, right?
Yeah.
Where are we?
I don't... It's pitch black in here. Get your flashlight out.
Seems like an office.
Let's see if we can find anything to help us.
Steve, look, there's letters.
Lakeview Drive. It's done. I've done
good memory, that's the letter, yeah?
No, Nate. It's the same letter.
Like a copy?
I don't think so. I think it's the same letter.
How is that possible?
I don't know, hand me the letter. Nate, it's literally the same thing. Look, the smudges, look at the erase marks. They're all in the same location.
It could still be a copy.
No, it's written in pen. It's not a copy. The ink is still wet.
What the fuck? What should we do?
No, we need to get out of here. We need to keep looking.
Where'd that dog go?
I don't know, and I don't care.
So what exactly are we looking for?
I'm looking to not step on the
Wait.
Dog.
Do you hear that?
No. What do you hear?
I I don't know. It sounds like whispering.
I heard that.
What?
It was a knock.
From where?
You didn't hear that?
No.
It's over here.
Okay. Let's do this.